Former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik could be looking at 2 to 3 years in prison after pleading guilty to 8 felonies in federal court yesterday. The plea agreement resolves all 3 federal trials that were pending against him. With us to talk about the fallout of what happened yesterday is WNYC's Elsa Chang, who is at Kerik's plea hearing. Good morning, Elsa.
Hi there.
So what exactly did Kerik plead guilty to yesterday?
Well, there were a total of 17 federal counts against him, but yesterday Kerik pleaded to only 8 of those counts. They were all felonies. Two of the charges were for tax evasion. One count, the most serious one, was for lying on a mortgage loan application. And the 5 remaining counts were for lying to federal officials when he was being vetted to become Secretary of Homeland Security. But boiled down, the actual facts, Kerik admitted yesterday that he didn't tell the IRS and that he didn't tell federal government officials who were vetting him were, number one, that he had accepted renovations to a Riverdale apartment in the Bronx, that those renovations amounted to about $255,000 and he paid for none of that, and that he had a relationship with the company that did that work. The company was suspected of having mafia ties, but none of that part of the story, the mafia link, was discussed at the hearing yesterday. What else Kerik admitted to was that he had hired a nanny to take care of his kids, never paid taxes on that nanny. He didn't report various sources of income, like the use of a BMW sedan that was part of compensation for consulting services that he had done. But it was mostly stuff like that. That primarily characterizes what he factually admitted to yesterday.
So Kerik pleaded to fewer than half the charges in the 2 indictments against him. What were some of the charges he didn't cop to?
Well, that was a really interesting part. I mean, if you listen to the media going towards yesterday, most of the allegations that were swirling around were the allegations that were related to the corruption charges. And those were the charges that Kerik did not plead guilty to at all. The prosecution had said that Kerik accepted the renovations to his Riverdale apartment as part of a quid pro quo, that the company had agreed to do this work on his apartment, hoping that Kerik would help them get a city license. And the indictment even went on to allege that Kerik had approached city officials, had tried to convince them that this company was clean, not tied to the mafia, and that they did deserve a city license. But yesterday, Kerik didn't admit at all to this exchange of favors. All he said was like, yeah, I did accept these renovations. I did talk to city regulators, but he never said that he was trying to convince them to give the company a city license. But what was really funny is going up to yesterday, most of the media reports predicting that Kerik was going to plead guilty basically said that this one conspiracy corruption charge, this single charge, is going to be the charge that Kerik will plead guilty to. And as it turns out, Kerik pleaded guilty to almost everything else in the 2 indictments against him except the corruption charges.
Well, now did the judge give any hint as to what kind of sentence he'll give Kerik?
No strong hints. I mean, the prosecutors recommended a sentencing range between 27 and 33 months, but it is ultimately up to Judge Stephen Robinson. The judge did say some very sympathetic things to Kerik at the end of the hearing. He said, I know you are not a one-dimensional figure, that you have led this very, very full life and much good has happened in that life, and I will take all of that into account. Then again, this is the same judge who only a couple weeks ago accused Bernie Kerik of being a toxic combination of self-minded focus and arrogance. That was when he revoked Kerik's bail and sent him to jail because the judge said that Kerik had leaked sealed information to try to garner sympathy with the public for his case, which was against court orders. So then it didn't seem like the judge was the biggest fan of Bernie Kerik. But at the end of the hearing, the judge said, look, I'm the kind of guy that never sentences people until I have listened to every bit of evidence, and I will regard your entire personal history when I make that decision.
Now, just briefly to wrap up, Kerik and former Mayor Rudy Giuliani have had a long history together. Giuliani was the one who appointed him to correction commissioner and then police commissioner, and people say Giuliani made Kerik who he is today. What does Kerik's fall mean for Giuliani's political career at this point?
Well, that's a really good question. Giuliani's name has been circulated as being a viable Republican candidate for New York governor. He has not announced a candidacy, but if he does, Kerik could taint him in the same way that he tainted Giuliani when Giuliani ran for president in 07 and 08. You know, back then, Kerik had withdrew his nomination, admitting that he had hired an undocumented nanny. And Republican contenders, including John McCain, said, look, if Giuliani is going to trust someone like Kerik, how can we trust the judgment of someone like Giuliani? Could that happen again? Maybe.
All right. Thanks so much, Elsa.
You're welcome.
WNYC's Elsa Chang.